Bushunen de noe magane dog. Beshigo benesia que indigo mang indu dame. Ga osisqua jime cog indun jiba. Ga misqua wako cog inda. Elaine Fleming indishina cause. Welcome to History of Leech Wake. Of Leech Lake. And I also want to say, Miigwech Minno Bima de Siwin. Miigwech for this good life, this long life. And so I began on the last show, I began to talk about the Cass Lake Indian Health Service Hospital. And you know, here on the Leech Lake Nation, we have our hospital, which was first built in 1937 during the Indian Reorganization era. And it was built in Cass Lake, which is the largest community within our reservation. And our other communities include Ball Club, Bina, Inger, Onigum, Mission, Pennington, Smoky Point, Sugar Point, Oak Point, and Squaw Lake. Well, many people use the term S Lake. And Oak Point used to be known as Squaw Point, but that was renamed in 1995 to Oak Point. And our reservation is split among four counties, Cass, Itasca, Beltrami, and Hubbard, and also divided among seven Minnesota school districts. But, you know, that hospital, our hospital and clinic was built and for our nation in 1937. And the goal of the Indian Health Service is to assure that comprehensive, culturally acceptable personal and public health services are available and accessible to American Indian and Alaska Native people. And it says that their foundation is to uphold the federal government's obligation to promote healthy American Indian and Alaska Native people communities and cultures and to honor and protect the inherent sovereign rights of tribes. And, in our city of Cass Lake, we have the hospital, and we also have the Leech Lake Diabetes Clinic, and you can go there and you can see the chiropractor, and you can see there's a doctor there who knows about diabetes. There's all the practitioners. There are just so many services that are available to us here right in Cass Lake and to our reservation. I'm grateful for that. But the Bemidji Area Office of the Indian Health Service, it provides service and support to 34 federally recognized tribes and four urban Indian health programs located in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And the Indian Health Service is an agency within the Department of Health and Human Services that's responsible for providing federal health services to Indigenous Americans and Alaska Natives. This is health services for federally recognized tribes. And it grew out of the special government-to-government relationship between the federal government and the Indigenous American tribes of Turtle Island, the United States Island. So the Bemidji Area Office, it operates three federal direct service programs on behalf of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, the Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians, and the White Earth Band of Chippewa Indians of Minnesota. And these service programs, the Cass Lake Hospital, the Red Lake Hospital, and the White Earth Health Center are staffed by approximately 500 federal civil service employees and public health service commissioned officers. There are the federal employees are comprised of doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, laboratory technicians, radiology technicians, behavioral health practitioners, dentists, dental assistants, optometrists, pharmacists, podiatrists, physical therapists, and it goes on and on. And the tribal and urban programs directly employ a multitude of healthcare providers and staff that include also mental health, substance abuse counselors, and community health services and representatives. And if you can't get the services that you are needing from our own Indian Health Service in Cass Lake, then or in your communities, then you can get it through contract services, the contract health services. And I'm very familiar with all of these because, like many of you, I have many physical problems, have had and still continue to have. Saying that, just this morning I jumped on my adult trike, which I have because of my diabetes, and I rode my trike up to the Cass Lake Indian Hospital to get my medicines. And but you know, a long time ago we didn't go to the Indian Hospital, now did we? But we had other methods of taking care of ourselves. And Francis Densmore, an anthropologist of long ago, wrote about some of these methods. And she said that there were two different methods that were used. And one of them is Dajasakid. And the other one, and this one had to do with, maybe you're familiar with what they call the shaking tent. And this one, Densmore said that this type of healer was entirely about mental, influencing you to be well mentally, and didn't use material remedies. She said that this type of a healer would startle, amaze, terrify, and stimulate the sick person, and they'd use this shaking tent. And I know I've experienced this. Many of our people, we still have the opportunity to use this type of healing even today. I was saying that long ago I was having trouble with my heart, and that's what I thought, so I went to a man who worked with the shaking tent, just the key. And I told him about my heart condition, how it was bothering me, and I was scared. And he told me that it was all this, my emotions, that there was all this cellophane wrapped around my heart, and I had to unwrap it. And so he was talking to me in that way about my mental, my emotional state. But he did actually offer me some a material remedy too, which had to do with sage. Densmore also talked about this other way of healing that we did long ago, and that included both mental and material remedies. She said that those particular healers were often members of the Madeoan society, and that initiation into the Madeoan was believed to help cure the sick person. But both of these methods used song. And I'm familiar with that too, because I experienced ceremonies also, and have sought this type of healing out in my life. But a long time ago, we practiced certain health methods. We would do things like we would burn cedar boughs in our lodges to purify the air. And we would use sage, especially when there was a contagious illness involved. We would burn that sage in our lodges and smudge ourselves. And we would use that sage to fumigate our head and our hands when we had cleaned someone who had died, when we had cleaned their bodies. We would clean our bedding daily. In the summer, we would air it outside. And in the summer, we would spread our bedding out on the snow. If our clothing was damp, we'd dry it over a fire. And we thought that the smoke had a healthy effect, and it would also kill the vermin, the bugs, if there was any in the clothing. We took baths often and always thoroughly cleaned our hair. I had heard at one time we used to grind up snake grass, and we would use that to wash our hair. We would use snow in the wintertime to wash our faces and our hands. And in the winter, in the corner of our lodges, we would have a small sweat lodge. Densmore said we use stiff brushes to wash our hands and scour our kettles. And if we didn't think our water was pure, that we were cleaning, we'd boil it. And we'd always put twigs or leaves of plants or trees known to be healthful. And we'd drink those concoctions if it was hot or cold. And I know I've done that too. I've drank so many different kinds of teas from our plants in this area. We cleaned the hard ground between the fire and the mats in the lodges, and the sweepings we put in the fire to burn. We'd feed our leftover food to the dogs, and any food that wasn't eaten was burned in the fire. And you know, today we use people, everybody all over the world, they use lye. They use it to clean their cleaners. They use it to clean their ovens. They know that it has a cleaning effect. And they'll use it they've used it to make soap and for washing clothes with. They've used it, lye, to cure many types of food, including lutefisk, olives, to make them less bitter, and also we use it to make our hominy. But so that's how lye is used today, and all that to say is that we Ojibwe people used lye a long time ago for those same reasons. We made it from hardwood ash, and we used it to make our hominy. We'd use it, it'd soften our water. We'd wash our dishes in lye water, and we would scour them with sand. We'd wash our clothes with lye in the water. We'd soak our clothes in this water first, then we'd shake and pound the clothes and rinse them in the lake. And we'd wash our blankets in the lye water. We'd spread the blankets on flat rocks and pound them with a flat board, and then rinse the blankets in plenty of clear water and dry them. And so we were a clean people. And I know there's a stereotype was promoted or in media, in movies. You'd see an Ojibwe person with unkempt hair, clothes, dirty hair, uncombed, and this was not true. We took care of ourselves, and Frances Densmore just shared some of those ways in which we did that, in which we helped keep ourselves healthy. And so I want to say, mi gwech, bisantawiyek, mi gwech, mi iu.